Today is the 25th of the month of Menachem Av, the 13th of August. This is our 20th and probably last, because I hope to finish, session in the Sefer Musar Aricha. We're on page Ayin Tes. It's a little bit ambitious, so we got to get started.
Okay.
We're on page Ayin Tes in the middle. I will summarize what we just learned. Rav Kook points out that when the Chovos HaLevavos talks about making a Cheshbon HaNefesh, and Cheshbon HaNefesh is clearly about what you have to do, but the Pasuk he quotes is not about doing. The Pasuk that the Chovos HaLevavos, the primary Musar Sefer, quotes in telling us that we have to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh is a Pasuk that just says you'll know and drive home to your heart that Hashem is it in the heaven above and the earth down below. It doesn't say anything about therefore serve him, therefore you shall guard his statutes. It's somewhat striking that when you, the pasuk quoted to mean you have to make a cheshbon nefesh, you have to determine what is my job to do in life, does not say anything about doing. Says Rav Kook, you learn something from that. You see from that the mere recognition that he's it in the heaven above and he's it on the earth below means everything with which man relates to the heaven above, which is his seichel and his neshama, the higher level things have to be committed to Hashem, and everything in the earth below, which is all of this worldly activity, the mundane, quote-unquote, things we do, mitzvos, physical mitzvos, they all have to be committed to Hashem. And there's a reason why he's bringing this up. If you look at the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about the 10th line or so, last two words on a line, he says, "Vezeba emes hu davar gadol." And this is really a big thing. Shetzarach adam lehisyashiv elzeh, that a person has to come to, on page Ayin Tes, has to be misyashiv means to have it settled in your heart. Sometimes we grapple with an idea. We haven't come to terms with it. We haven't really gotten it inculcated as part of our being because we haven't worked it out yet. Man has to come to terms with this, has to understand this very well. Thank you so much. Ki lef'amim mitzad hatzito be'iyunius. Sometimes because he's looking to be meitzitz means to get a glimpse of, to look at things that are more iyun, which means things that you can study and delve into. V'yargish kvod Hashem yisparach ma'at, and he feels a little bit of the glory of Hashem. Yifatehu levavo, his heart will seduce him, will trick him. Kizulas his galus halev ein avodachas v'shalom. That aside from what Rav Kook calls his galus halev, there's no real Avodas Hashem. Rav Kook seems to use the term his galus halev, as he did in a section we learned earlier, to mean what we would call religious experience, excitement, feeling. It's interesting he uses it that way because the famous pasuk in Mishlei that says the fool doesn't want tivuna, he doesn't want understanding ki imbe his galus libo. There it means more, instead of wanting to hear, he wants to say. Instead of wanting to hear, he wants to show what's in his heart. But apparently at a deeper level, and it might be based on that pasuk, Rav Kook uses it to mean his galus halev, revelation of one's heart, meaning, oh, I find this moving. I find this meaningful. He's going to say in a second, don't make a mistake. It is important to find it meaningful. But if I think that the only thing that has meaning in Avodas Hashem are those things that I found meaningful, but if it's just Hashem's will and I didn't happen to find it meaningful, that's not Avodas Hashem, big mistake. Ube'emes tzarech laka rayon zemen halev. In truth, one has to uproot this thought from the heart. Ki hu mafsid ma'od. It causes a lot of damage. To be mafsid, all the Muslims are talking about which things are mafsid, the midos. It means they ruin it. Hafsid is a loss. They cause loss. He says it's very damages. And it's certainly something we can think about in the Western world. Everything is about what's meaningful to me. What do I find meaningful? There's a place for that. And we try to, the Chovos HaLevavos talks about finding the mitzvahs meaningful. But what he's saying is, but ultimately, where it isn't meaningful, if it's the will of Hashem, it's still about this Hashem. Emes hadavar, it's true. Ki ein tzarech adam lahashlich einav la'achorav. He uses an interesting phrase, which you can see in the footnote. Among the very, very learned Balei Machshava, this is a well-known phrase. As sometimes I like to say, it's a famous phrase. It's famous to three people, but it's famous. This is a phrase that Rambam uses in one of his letters, you can see in the footnote, when he's talking about you don't have to throw yourself backwards because a person's eyes are in front of him, not behind him. Which I think what the Rambam really meant to say is, if you see something in Seichel that it is a certain way, but you think others expect you to see it a different way, your eyes should be in the front of your head, not in the back of your head. You should look at what you see, not look back to see who's looking upon you. So the Rambam uses that phrase So he borrows it here. He says, "Ki ein adam lahash, ki ein tzarich ha'adam lahashlech einav l'chayv." A person that doesn't have to throw his eyes behind him. Meaning, if there are things that you clearly see are meaningful, umashu mishar b'chvod konis baruch hu davar kadosh v'nizkav. What a person is able to assess, to understand of the glory of Hashem is something holy and lofty. That's true. We don't mean to do away with what we do find meaningful. God forbid. Mikol makom, however, here's the point. Kol prote hama'asim b'talmud Torah b'halachas ketuvos. All the details and the actions and the Torah study in very defined and specific halachas. Shehem kodshe habari yisbarach. Those are the holy things of Hashem. Heim, heim, ikar ha'avoda. That is the main part of service. I mean, people who study kodshim, the sacrificial, there are so many details. There's this carbon and that carbon, this one has to be done, here's how you sprinkle the blood. That is service of Hashem. We don't just sit back and say, well, what do I find meaningful when I come to the base of Migdash? Kohanim trained their whole lives how to do it properly. Well, do I find it meaningful if you do it like this or like this? But that's the service of Hashem. So he's saying all of our halacha, that's the kodshim of Hashem. Even if one does not feel in them, again, he uses this term, his galus slave, like my heart is revealed in it, meaning I find it meaningful. It's because he has not become habituated, trained, and he hasn't yet been sanctified to cling to the will of Hashem. Once he trains himself, once he'll be zochet to cling to Hashem's holy name. Then take of kishayaska lasos davar shehu ritzoni yisbarach. Then once he starts to do something that is Hashem's will, what he's going to say is, if a person has trained himself that whatever is Hashem's will is immeasurably meaningful to me, whether I actually understand it and it's meaningful in that sense, or just I have an awareness I'm doing the will of Hashem. What is a mitzvah? It's a commandment of the will of Hashem, a will that is greater than time, is greater than all of world history, is greater than any law of nature or even of ethics that we take to be an absolute. Hashem's will is more absolute than all of that, because from His will came all of that. Hashem's will must exist. Everything else that we think of as permanent is not permanent, doesn't have to exist. So if I'm doing something that is the will of Hashem, that's more meaningful than anything else that I and my little being happen to find meaningful. But we're not used to feeling that way and thinking that way, so we find something. All right, I'll do it. It's a joke, I don't understand. But he says, once a person is trained, anything that's the will of Hashem, he immediately clings to. So then it is meaningful in a different way. Shekol ha'yunim sheba olam, that all of the analyses in the world, v'chol ha'chachmos, and all of the chachma, enam ki im drachim l'hasogas ritzonim. They're only a means to the end. And what is the end? Achieving Hashem's will. So I study Torah, oh, I work so hard, I came to understand something, I'm trying to understand His creation, I studied the science of something. That's only a means to getting to the will of Hashem, but that's just something that His will created. That's not even His will. The ultimate goal is His will. So when I know that I'm doing something that is His will, it should shine brighter than anything that I can understand myself. Therefore, v'kevenshu asuk b'ritzono, since one finds himself involved in doing the will of Hashem, Madamus Naroch Lamalazu, what can you imagine higher than that? What image can you imagine? Can you estimate higher than that? Turn the page. Vahakol hu alpi hacheshbon shagamba arts mitachas einod milvado. And that's all based on the reckoning from that pasuk that the Chovos HaLevavos quotes. This chapter, we began page I and test last time, where he's quoting the pasuk that the Chovos HaLevavos quotes. You have to make a cheshbon nefesh because ba'aretz mitachas ein o. There is nothing on the earth below but the will of Hashem. So even though the earth below is supposed to be where man has understanding, Hashemayim Shemayim la Hashem ba'aretz nasan levnei Adam. The heavens are for God, but earth was given to man. Adam Harishon is commanded to conquer it, which the Sfarim say means to try to understand it. Man has achieved great science; he's understood things, whether physical sciences or even the spirit, the things that are given to us to understand of the Torah. But ultimately, even ba'aretz mitachas ein o, there's nothing but Hashem. It hasn't been given away. This is an idea that the Musar Sfarim talk about at great length in a different way. The shiurim I'm doing now from Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz with the men is talking about the same thing. If a person thinks the heavens, that's where the spirituality of Hashem is, but there's this secular place, like a secular university called Earth, where maybe you have one class that's in religion, but it's not so. That's also, all there is on earth is also ain o. There's nothing but Hashem's will. So there's those things I do understand. The other things I don't understand, but ultimately it all points to the will of Hashem. V'yedan, he should know, Shiratzonius Baruch Vachol Davar Tov. The will of Hashem is in everything that is good. Vachol Davar Ra, Hu Merida Mamish. And everything that is bad is literally rebellion against Hashem. If it's bad, it is against the will of Hashem, which is greater than anything else imaginable. Be a stakel, and you should gaze at the fact, Ki kol masha ein anu osim nega ritzon odom nechbad ein okiyam mitzad pnimius ritzono. He's trying to illustrate a point here. I think what he's trying to point out is like this. Sometimes we might think of an aveira as, it's not a good thing to do. All right, Hashem said not to do it. But he's saying, think about when, if there's a great person and you don't want to violate his will. The great person said, you know, don't pick this up. So it's not so much the actions, because he said it's about the essence of that person. You're rebelling against that great person. So now take that as a moshul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that, well, it's not nice to pick that up if he said not to pick it up. You're rebelling against his essence. So just like if I wouldn't do something against somebody who I consider honorable and great, it's not because of the action per se, it's because of who said so, whose will it is I'm violating. So now use that as a moshul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's against what he said, it's against his mitzvah, it's against his essence, with a capital H and a capital A, his essence, that of Hashem. So just like what, by a great person, when we don't violate what he said, it's because of who he is, his essence. Lo mitzad gufo, it's not his body, it's the essence of the thing. So how much more so? V'im kein eich ef shalasos af bedavar koto neged ritzon adon kol. How can we do anything? How can I raise a finger against the will of the master of all, Shekol Chayi HaOlamim Hu Rak Ritzono HaGalis Baruch Hu, that the existence of all worlds, everything is only his will. So it's violating his will. I have a recording of Rav Dan Segel, the great Baal Musa from Eretz Yisrael. He was talking in El, and he said, Avinu Malkeinu, Chatanu Lifanecha. He said, Chatanu alone is bad enough, but Lifanecha, any chait that person does, is directly in front of Hashem, which is just the way he said it, was moving. But that's the point of this. So there are things we do understand, there are things we don't understand. Ultimately, they all point to the will of Hashem, and that should be larger than anything else. Next, Gimel on page Pei. Ha'arachas ha'madregos b'shlemus u'ba'avoda. Assessing the levels in completion of development of man and of avoda. Kvar amar ha'chacham, the wise one said. You can see in the footnote, he's quoting a sefer, Mivchar ha'pnina. There's an old sefer that Rishonim quote, of aphorisms, of like statements of wisdom. You'd be surprised, some of the secular sources are actually stolen from there. But these are very old aphorisms, pearls of wisdom. Mivchar pnim means the choice pearls, choices of pearl. So what did the Chacham say in the Sefer? Shelo tiparet hada'aga mimi sherotza lalos maila shehi lamala mimenu. Worry, aggravation, frustration will never leave a person who's always trying to be a level higher than what he is. What he's saying is trying to be what he's not. V'davar zeh yesh lo klal uprat, says Rav Kook, this has a general rule and a more specific one. He's going to explain each. Haklal hu, the general rule, and this is actually very encouraging, because what he's going to tell you is that most of the things you think are above you and therefore fall into this category are not. Okay? Haklal hu, the general rule is, she'eino motzei menucha l'nafshei mibnei shelo heisig es hamala shehi rechoka. What does it mean? You'll never see aggravation leave a person who's always trying to be something above what he is. The real reason why it's above what he is because he doesn't understand it. Shelo heisig es hamala, he doesn't understand that mila, that level, it's far away. V'zoshi mida ra, that's a very bad mida. Ve'eino nimtzeis ba'odom kiyem mitzad chesron das. It's only found in a person from a lack of das. Let me paraphrase what he's going to say, then I'll translate it inside. When we really talk about somebody who's trying to be a level that he's not, if it's something he could be, then it doesn't fall into that category. When we talk about somebody who's trying to be something he's not, he means something that he doesn't even try to understand what it is. Oh, I really should be like that. But he doesn't even try to understand the path to get there. Rav Kook is going to say, as soon as you plot out the path to get there, that's not a level above you. That's your level. You just didn't arrive yet. But that's where you're headed. That's your level. Where it's problematic is where there's a level that a person totally doesn't understand. And he just walks around frustrated. Why am I not, I don't know, whatever that is. If he leaves it as whatever that is, then it's above him. But if he says, I really should be X. And, you know, in order to be X, here's what I have to do. Here's what I have to work on myself. Once he charts out the path, once he MapQuests it, then it's not above him. Then it's him. Okay, so he says, this me that will only be of a person who walks around frustrated will only be found somebody who hasn't bothered to try to figure out what the me that is. Shehudorish minafshe, the me that he's seeking from himself, umes atzev al himana, and he's sad about the fact that it's withheld from him. Mahu gedara ha'amiti utanah, he hasn't figured out what are its definitions and its conditions. Imhaya misyashe bozeh, again that same word misyashe, which means to be at ease. It means to think about something until you have it worked out. Kvar haisa nafsho me'ira ba'or hadas, as if he would think about it, his soul would already be filled with the knowledge of it. V'haisa mishtalemes ba'or simcha v'koras ruach shal tuv lev, and it would be filled with the joy and the pleasantness of tuv lev. You'll recall from way earlier, he spoke about simcha and tuv lev. Simcha is recognizing, wow, I got much more than I deserve. Tuv lev is, on the other hand, figuring out, yeah, but this is where I really should be. Tuv lev means being in equilibrium with a high madrega. Simcha is, well, I'm very lucky. Tuv lev is, yeah, but I can do this. Simcha is, well, they gave me a very prominent position. Tuv lev is, yeah, but you know what? I'm qualified. I'm able to do this. So tuv lev is being at peace with a high madrega. That's why he's using the term here. Because if he would just plot out the path, all right, this is challenging, but I can do this. It's like the Olympic athlete who says, "Be, but if I do that 10 months of training now, I will get that gold medal." Pardon the contemporary.
Thank God it's
anyway, over. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. I did not see one moment of it, by the way, but I just happened to know what's going on. Because then he automatically, it's revealed to him the path to achieve that circumstance of completion that's nichsef. Nichsef means that he longs for. If you just plot out the path, all right, what do I got? What is it I want to be? Oh, it's like this. So what midas does that require? Then he plots out the path how to get there. The kaven she'adam bo el derech kavusha kvar posig milvava etzev gadol. When a person is on the way, a path that's already planned out, the great sadness leaves his heart. All right, as I said last time, he knows he has a good few miles to go, but he knows how to go. All right, I filled up a tank of gas. I have the GPS. And I know where I'm going. Afal pishelo higia adayin l'mchoz chefta, even though he has not yet reached his destination. He hasn't reached his goal, but if he knows how to get there, then it's not called a level that's way above him. Then it's called a level that he's headed to. That's really his level. Aval, kevan she'eni yodea mashu atzma mevakesh. But if he doesn't know what he himself wants, this comes from a laziness. Oh, I'm no good. I should really be in it. But okay, what is it? What do you want? What think about what is it really that you want to climb to? So since he doesn't do that, it's impossible for any path to be revealed to him, any path of spiritual illumination, because he's not trying. He's not trying to figure out what is it you want. There's a rule in life in general. A person complains, okay, what do you want? Tell me what you want. Sometimes just thinking about it is half the solution. Where do we want to be? What are we frustrated with? What do we want to be? Let's talk about it, think about it, we'll actually figure out how to get there. But because he doesn't do that, Barehu Yoshev Bachoshech Ubedavo Nefesh Mashmim, he sits in darkness and in a frustration that's like leaves a person flustered and bewildered. Al Kain, bottom line on page Pei, Yikach Lo HaAdam Zman L'Histakel B'Nafsho, persons take time to look at his soul, to look at himself. Mahu Mavakish L'Shleimusa, top of Pei Aleph, what does he want for his completion? Not everybody's the same, not everybody has the same inner potential, not everybody has the same life circumstances, but everybody has great, great potential. What is it that I want? Let's take the time to really think about it. Uba'eza derech yesh letzayir hatzlachasa, and in what way can he envision his success? I have to live in the more superficial self-help books. You go through the exercise of, you know, getting to that point where you want to be, but in a deeper level, that's what's supposed to happen in Musar also. Okay, where should I be? Where would I like to be? What does that really look like, and how do I get there? The kaven she ya'ayin bozeh, once he'll, to be ma'ayin means to look at something thoroughly. Yiftach lo Hashem yisparach sha'arei or, Hashem will open up for him the gates of light. I have to say that all of the great luminaries that Klal Yisrael has been blessed with, an unbelievable number of them, but each one of them is astounding and amazing. You have to conclude when you look at their life's work that at a certain point, they were working hard and working hard, and at a certain point, Hashem just opened up. floodgates, miraculous floodgates of understanding, of Das, of Siyata Dishmaya, because it's physically impossible. It's just not possible to be as great as many, many, many of the great people who we have in our history. Kitov v'yosher Hashem al ken yerech hatoim b'darach, because Hashem is good and straight, and therefore He guides the sinners on the way. Sinner can mean anybody who, chait really means lacking, anybody who's short of where he should be, pasuk in Tehillah. So as long as he has to try, he has to work at it, then Hashem will illuminate the path. So in this way, his yearning is never for a level that's above him. So going back, we have this Dvar Chachma that says that there's nothing worse than a person who's trying to be what's above him. But the real answer is, because if he's trying to be what's above him, it means he's not working at it, because if he's working at it, it wouldn't be above him. Right? That's what comes out. Shekevin Shumakir Samala, since he recognizes that level. Biodea is in your neho, now he knows its definitions and its conditions. Shuvena lamalo mimeno, it's not above him. In quantity, you can always say, I'd like to learn so much, and I'm not. But we're not talking about quantity, we're talking about quality. And in quality, if he just figures out what is that quality that he wants to be, quantity gives a bracha from Hashem, how much you'll be able to do of something. But in terms of the quality of what he'd like to be doing at each moment of his life, what level he'd like to be operating, if he charts out the course, if he figures out what it is he'd like to get to and charts out a course, Hashem will help him get there. Ach kol zman shelo yisyasha b'dayto lahaskil es tochen mevukasha, but it's so long as he won't put himself in a state of mind to work out the content of his goal. The mevukash means what you're mevakish, what you're seeking. And therefore he has an image, it'll be imagined for him, the image of the thing, rak b'golma, that's the word golem. What's a golem? It's a sloppy, nebulous, unworked out definition of something. That's why we use the word golem for a human being that's just not a real human being. It means he's just material without it. So if he just has a golem view of what he wants to be, but doesn't analyze and doesn't study it, yuchal levakish mashul. Then it's very possible for a person to be wanting something that's way above him. Therefore, he's in anxiety and sadness. Plus, things that aren't really above him will look like they're above him because he hasn't studied it. That's what happens. If he would study it, he would realize that level you're talking about is not really so far above you. It's very accessible. I once told a story in shul. I was once talking to one of the rabbis in our yeshiva, and I had just spoken to a certain rav, a very prominent rav in New York, and I was very impressed with what this rav knew and the answer he'd given me. And this rabbi I was talking to said, "He's not any smarter than you."
Wow.
And I was like, the rabbi I was talking to was such a balmidas and such a fine person. I was really thinking about it for a long time. What does he have against that rub that he said such a nasty? For a long time, I'm working. It must have been at least months. I said, "Oh, he didn't mean anything against him. He was just trying to encourage me."
Wow.
For a long time, I couldn't figure out what are you doing. What's your beef?
Rumors get started. Yeah.
What's his problem? What he meant to say is, there are things that look very high, but if you work at it, you can. I think it's wrong anyway, but that's all he meant to say. So there are things when we don't work at it. Oh, that's such a lofty. I'm all frustrated. I wish I could be like this, like that. That's because I'm not working at it. All right. So then you got to sit down. All right, what would you? That's cheshbon nefesh. Where would you like to climb to? What does that level look like? Let's study its midos, its definitions, and now let's talk about how to get from point A to point B. Now it's no longer above you. That's the klal. That's the klal in that piece of chachma. Now the prat, hey aleph, the next paragraph. Hapratu, like the more narrow analysis of this rule. Shelo yivakesh mishum maisa v'shum limud v'shum machshava. He should not seek from any action or any study or any thought. She yitztaru belibo tziure mala v'kodesh yosir mimashu huchun bo mikodem ozeh. Images, lofty images, holy images that are above what he's prepared for previously. He's going to talk about sometimes we're trying too hard to imbue something, to make it higher than it is. And actually, if you do it the other way, it works out better. just do what it is. And it works, he'll explain. V'im amnam, and if it, indeed it's true, roi shiachshok lalos b'tziuro, it's good to have lofty, to want to have lofty images. Avalot tigbar alav hadaga shiyidam elo ki'ilum ein hatziar hu misyashe bilvavo ein lo shum shlemes b'mais. But he shouldn't become upset and frustrated that if he can't understand it in a deeper way, in a loftier way, that then it's not worth it. It's not shleimus. Ube'emes, because in truth, kiyum ha-mitzvos, fulfilling the mitzvos, v'limud Torah Hashem, and studying the Torah of Hashem, heim ko gavoim, they are so lofty, ad sheheim ha-shlimim es ha-nefesh harba yoser mikol shleimus ha-mitzvos ba'adam. This is very similar to what he was saying a page before. Just doing the mitzvos out of the will of Hashem and studying his Torah, even at a basic level, it is so mashlim a person, it so brings completion to a person that it's really higher than anything that he can, things that he can understand very deeply and intellectually. And they themselves create the true shleimus. Uklalo shel davarhu, the general rule of the matter is, shekol zman, shelo yevakesh ha'odam, kiyim lo leches b'derech Hashem yisbarach. That so long as a person will just want to go in the ways of Hashem, lasos ha-mitzvos, to do the mitzvos, v'lishkod ba-Torah, and to toil, lishkod means to work hard in Torah, u'lekadish atzmo milmat, and to sanctify himself from down below, meaning not in lofty, esoteric ways, but to do what I know how to do that sanctifies man, v'chein b'inyin ha-tfilah, and similarly in tfilah, l'chavin ritzona l'inyin ha-tfilah, l'perish ha-milos, to focus himself in the matters of tfilah, to what the words mean. You hear that? Rav Kook, with all of his lofty thoughts and some of his readings, it's hard to even decipher what in the world he's talking about because he's so beyond. What's he telling me? Just cool it. Just do the mitzvahs. Just have kavana, study Torah, do the mitzvahs. Areze misale, this elevates him. Umen hashemayim yahazru lizgadol haTorah v'chachav v'maasim tovim. And he will get help from above to grow in Torah and in wisdom and in good deeds. There you have it, folks. That's all. Acharei kachlos hakol. After all is said and done, that's what it all boils down to. It's actually amazing. The greater and the deeper the thinker is, the more often they focus on telling you, just keep it simple. It's nice that we try to study on it, but there's so much in just the simple mitzvahs, the way we understand them. Avalim rotze sheyargish ba'atzmo, milos gedolos ba'tfila. If he wants to... And by the way, I think this is something that great people struggle with, and you see it in this Sefer somewhat, you see it elsewhere. The greater and deeper a person's mind and das is, the more there's a yetzer to want to only do things at that very high level. You'll recall one of the things he said about tefillah and makom kavua in tefillah, and why a person who has a makom kavua in tefillah is called an onav. He said it's because there's a yetzer. I don't know if we relate to this yetzer, but people understand deeper things in mikubalim and people who know some of the more esoteric wisdom. There's a yetzer to only want to do things at that level. And he says it's not really what it's supposed to be. Tefillah is supposed to be going back to the same basics, to your makom kavua, again and again and again. And it's a difficult gemara, and Rav Kook gives us a great insight into it. The gemara says that a person who has a makom kavua, set place for tefillah, when he dies, they'll say about him, hey, onav, what a humble person. A lot of things that are humble. I didn't think that a set place in tefillah has to do with humility. It's a difficult gemara, says Rav Kook, because set place doesn't only mean physical place. It means just revisiting Hashem. You give me breath of life. You give me the basics. Even though he may have studied much deeper things, but tefillah is to just revisit the basics. That's the way he put it. The hakaras hatov for the basics of life. Revisiting that. Shacharis and mincha. And the next day, and the next day. Just going back to the same place. And it is humility for somebody who wants to approach tefillah. I want to know the Rabbanu Shalom. I want to, you know, get climb to higher levels, to go back to the basics. It is a humility, and it makes it feel more powerful. So you see, it's a recurring struggle that you see among great people. Aval, im rotza shiyargish ba'atzmo milos gedolos. But if he wants to feel in himself a very high level, shiyargish tekev dafka hasaga gedolov enoam gadol. Don't misunderstand. There are all kinds of great and lofty levels that great people do feel and experience. But if he wants only to have that, I want to experience the loftiest of the lofty. V'imlav, and if not, hu miskatze, if he gets angry, v'ein rucho miskareres b'kirbo, and he can't calm himself down. Miskareres literally means to cool off. V'chein b'tara, and similarly in Torah, rotza dafka shi yischad shulo yidios v'yunim, turning the page, rabim b'chol pam b'chol inyan. In Torah also, each time he wants to have new knowledge and new insights, you know, beyond what's on the page. I want to have insight beyond. V'maisim tovim rotsa shiyargish b'hem dafka ha'ara gedola b'mocha b'libo. And in good actions, in his mitzvos, he wants to feel great things in his mind and in his heart. Chomeis hu mimenu es ha'simcha v'tuv ha'lei b'avoda. He's like extorting, he's stealing from himself the joy. And again, the tuv lev is the equilibrium of feeling the goodness of something in avoda. And he'll find many stumbling blocks on the path to completion. Okay? So that's the other aspect to talk about. Now, one thing is levels that you think are above you are not really above you if you study them. But the other thing is, but also don't be looking for the loftiest of the lofty in every mitzvah. Just do the mitzvah for what it is. Yeshnam kamadvarm shem milos v'notus l'kedusha. There are many things that actually are milos. This is like another point that falls under this rubric. There are things that are actually milos. They're good things, and they lead toward kedusha. Avol mipneisha adam nota aleim v'darkei ha'adraga hanachona v'emtzoyim haru'uyim. I'm sorry, I have to read it run on a sentence. But asher davka yadam tzarach lavo aleim enam yiduim k'nuyim lo. Theoretically, this would be a mila, but because he doesn't know how to take it incrementally, he hasn't acquired the proper means of using this mida, which is the only way to use it. Yecholos ela hamilos ba'atzman lios mishapchos lo leroids. Therefore, these milas, these things that theoretically should be good, can actually turn into impediments for him. There's certain things that he's going to illustrate, but there's certain things that theoretically are good, but if he doesn't know how to apply them properly, and that's the only way to apply them, they're going to be an impediment. Example: Yesh b'koach kedushas nishmas ha'adam ha'Yisraeli b'yichud luskos l'malas ruach hakodesh. There is within the power of the neshama, particularly the Jewish neshama, to merit ruach hakodesh, divine inspiration. Be'inyan zeh in such a way sheyaskil divrei emes brurim below Torah chipus hakdamos v'yitzias tipin tipin. There's such a thing, and I believe when you talk about people like the Arizal and the Tanaim, that they merited this level, where a person can just intuit truth, great truth, without great effort and seeking the premises and squeezing things out drop by drop. Chazal use the term that a person who studies Torah Lishma is zocha to become like a Mayan HaMisgaber, a burgeoning stream, a burgeoning spring. They reach a certain level where it just bursts forth. The Chachma just bursts forth. It's Ruach HaKodesh. V'rak kemayan hanoveya tamid. Rather, like a spring that's constantly flowing forth, his mind and his seichel will become like a source of chachma, with new chachma coming forth all the time, and it's well organized and set up. That exists within the Jewish soul, that potential. V'hine, kishehagia ha'adam l'mayla zu shal ruach ha'kodesh, o zos hanatiya hi tova u'kadosha. If a person has reached that level, then the tendency to want to grasp things in this grand and expansive way is very good. A person who's at that level shouldn't try to squeeze out chachma drop by drop. He should get this flowing of chachma. Mitoch shekvar hu mole b'chadre ha'torah v'chol ha'machshavos shemiskantzen ba'okulon merutzavos kedusha v'chachma emes. I think what he really means to say is like this. There's a point at which Hashem can make it that a person gets great insight. This is like this. This should be this way. And he doesn't have to think about things at great length. That is only good when he's already has all of the basics. And I'll give a bad mashal just that popped into my mind. If you have an athlete who's very well trained, and he knows how to do, I don't know, the backhand, and he knows how to do this. So as when the ball comes and he says, all right, this one do this way, this one do that, he can react on a dime. But if I'm not trained to do all of those moves, then my response should be much more thought out, because I'm not trained with the background to respond like that. A great chacham, they record the Chassam Sofer, used to write his tshuvos, basically. Think about it, and you just write straight. We never stop to think, because he was already trained in Kol HaTorah Kula, that his feeling as to what the answer is, he could be sure was the correct answer. When Nasan HaNavi comes to David, David has a question, and he comes to Nasan. Nasan says, whatever your heart tells you to do, you should do. Mefarshim say that because he was already trained that whatever his heart felt, he could trust. So a person who's already totally saturated with Torah, and now he has this feeling, this level where he feels like he can respond instantly and with broad strokes, that's good. Avol kol zman she'adam reik me'atara, but so long as a person is empty in Torah. Ke'erki ba'avon oseinu ha'rabim. Like my level, says Rav Kook, in my abundant sins, we should... But he means it seriously, which tells you what the Doros before were. Oz kishahat shuka hazos misareres lakshov machshavas miomek haleut sarach shmiri yaseir. Then when this yearning is roused, to think these things that come from a deep place in the heart, you have to be very careful. I just want to mention, I think this whole paragraph is not relevant to us. This paragraph is relevant to Rav Kook. There are people who are so great where they're on the brink of this level where instead of thinking things through systematically and slowly, they have like a hergish, a feeling, this goes like this and this goes like that. He's talking to people at that level, be careful, because if we're really, really great, you can operate that way. But if you're not, you might be on the brink where you're starting to feel that, but don't do it because you're not ready yet. It's interesting to read this. I don't feel either tendency, but it's interesting to see what great people struggled with. He says, but if you're not at that level, then you have to guard it very carefully. Shadayin ein klei halev ha-sechel misukonim kol kach. The vessels of the heart and the sechel are not so fixed. Ad shiyu hadvarim hayotzim mehem gufei Torah. To the degree that whatever comes out of your heart is actual Torah. The Tanoim and Amoraim, what came from their heart is Torah. But they intuited, the Maral writes in one place, that they couldn't say any halacha unless they actually felt it that way. What's the right way to do something? Of course, it's like this. We study things because, I don't know, that's what the sources say. They would say something because my heart is telling me. My heart is now synonymous with Torah. My heart tells me that's how it has to be. Rav Kook is saying you have to be on a very high level. That you can just say, what I feel in my heart is Torah. So and when you're getting close to that level, apparently it becomes a nisayon. Don't be too quick to trust yourself that you're there. I have to say again, this is so way above where we are today. I don't think the greatest people today can do this. But it's interesting. Alkein, tzarech liyizhar, he has to be careful. Shel le'echol fago shel hamidah zos. Fag is a term for an unripe fruit. Don't eat the unripe fruit of this midah. These great people might feel it. It feels like a good thing. You know why? Because it is. It is a lofty midah. It's the early vestiges of Ruach HaKodesh. Rav Kook is saying, a person who's feeling the early vestiges of Ruach HaKodesh, don't act on it because you're not ready yet. Hashem put it there for a reason, which is why you feel it like it's something real, but you're not ready to use it yet. Again, don't try this at home. Gam shorash hagava noveya ba'adam bnei malas nishmas. And he's saying there's another downside. Not only can you be in error, but it also can lead to haughtiness. The root of haughtiness comes to a person from a high place in the neshama. Where does haughtiness come from? Every person wants to be great. And the greater a person becomes, the more there's a tendency to feel great. Ube'emes misha roi lovel lematzav gadol b'Torah yiras Hashem. A person whose neshama is really supposed to be something great in Torah yiras Hashem, ad shetia alav hachova lochus al kvodah shel Torah b'midah haguna mitzanatav. To the degree he's really supposed to be a guardian of Torah, he'll be roused to it even before he's ready. A great neshama is more susceptible to gaiva because he can think, he can be yearning for the greatness, feeling like he's at the greatness when he's not there yet, and that can lead to haughtiness. V'zehu gava b'chuko, that's real haughtiness. V'tzarech birur v'iyun eich lahamid davar al baryo, and it needs a lot of analysis and study to work things out properly. Again, I don't know that we can really relate to this, but you see what great people struggle with. He's feeling the vestiges of greatness. He's feeling the vestiges of Ruach HaKodesh. You have to weed out what you're really ready for and what you're not, and not to become haughty from it. Lefikach, top of Pei Gimel. Yisyashev ha'odam b'dayto. Person, again, he uses that term, to be misyashev, to think things through carefully. V'yeda erech atzmo, to know, he has to know his own value. V'inyan mevukasho, and the inyan that he seeks. B'malo shleimuso, the levels of his completion. V'yargil atzmo is to train himself, l'haskil al kol davar, to think about everything, the seichel, v'lios nota ozno l'shmoa Torah. It's a paraphrase of a posuk in Mishlei, but to turn his ear to hear Torah. V'tiyah ha-Torah, that he should want to hear instruction. V'tiyah ha-Torah chaviva olav kol davar v'davar kechodsho ki'ilo hayom nitna me'har Sinai. Everything, it should be as if it was just given today from Har Sinai. Every word of Torah should be so exciting to him, like he just got it from Har Sinai. Ve'al kein yasim tfilasa l'adon kol amasim, he should put his tefillah places, his yearning, his hope, his davening to the master of all actions. Shiakonin drochav, that he should establish his ways. Levakesh ha'emes, to seek the truth. Ve'yelech levetach darko, and that his path should go in security, that he shouldn't make a misstep, shouldn't misinterpret something that's coming from a good place, but he's not ready to use it. All these things he just outlined takes a lot of siyata d'shmaya, takes a lot of hard work. Dalet, which is the final section of the sefer, and this it's a beautiful ending. Pituach hakochos ba'adam uva'umah yisraelis. Pituach is the development, the blossoming of the faculty of the kochos of man, as a microcosm, and of the Jewish nation as a macrocosm in general. Zen nira b'teva hametzius. This we see in science and in reality. Shekol koach shenimtze b'chol davar. Any potential, any ability that's found in anything. V'tivo lifol, and its nature is to function. Right? There are billions and billions of systems in the world. Scientific systems, and they run, they function. Everything, Hashem made the world that everything seeks to function the way it's supposed to function. Hu po'al be'achreich, it necessarily functions. It works. The water flows, the sun, everything has its system. The molecule, you know, all the different parts of the bria, they do what they're supposed to do. V'kevan shehu po'al, since it does function, im yizdamnu lo matzavim, if it will occur to it, circumstances, what did I bring? Svasemis. Okay, I don't remember exactly. What did Svasemis I brought to say, but I can't remember where. Anyway, everything functions. That's the way they're made to be. Now, if a circumstance will arise, shepu losav tia misuderas el ashlemus v'tachlas haniyotzu yofol tov. It's automatically functioning. So if it's put in a circumstance where it can function toward its completion, toward where it's supposed to go, so it functions well. Vim lo yisnai kafia seder v'tachlas yifol harisus. But if it's not working in the proper setting, then it destroys. Okay? A bad mushel, the lawnmower. Vroom! So if it's on the lawn, good. If it's driving through your living room, not so good. So if it's set up in the right place, and you can think of much more applicable things, things are functioning. If they're in the right circumstance, they function well. They bring tikkun, they bring goodness. But if it's doing its functioning and it's in the wrong place, it's in the wrong setup, it destroys. Yifol harisus v'ral yedei tznuas. Then it will bring about destruction and badness by its movement, by its action. And zen noheg bein b'davar shenimtze bo koach lifol gadol masuder v'neshku mimenu hamtzayim kodem sheyegiyu l'tachlisa. This applies in both of the following two circumstances. Whether something that was set up to do something good, but the opportunity was robbed from it, the means to do so, the media to do so, were taken from it before it reached its goal. Ubein b'mesh hakoch kvar sholot v'hotzi pulos gadolos v'agunos v'achakach neshku mimenu hamtzayim las mothers pulos. Or something that already has functioned and done good things, but subsequently those opportunities were taken away. So it doesn't really matter whether it's already, whether it never got the opportunity to do good and it was robbed from the beginning, or it did some good, but then subsequently it was taken out of its proper setting and now it's causing harm. V'yesh lazeh shorish godol b'darkei hara v'hafsid shel tumas meis v'nevelos v'tumas hayotzos migufo shel adam. This has a very big root, and this is a Kabbalah concept, in the ideas of Tumas Meis, that a nifter, a dead person, is Tumay, as their Nevela, and Tumas that come from the body, most of which have to do with the potential for creation. The idea being, what he's alluding to, is a person is alive, his body and his soul function. They mean to bring about great things. When the opportunity to do that, when he's taken at, when the body no longer has the neshama to work with, it's still doing its functioning, but it causes, we have a rule, the higher level the tikkun it could bring, the more destructive it is, and the more putrid it is, really, when it's not doing that. It lost its neshama, it doesn't have it. So that's why the body, when it's devoided, when it's taken away, the potential to do good, it becomes rot. That's what it does. And the same thing, anything that could bring about life could bring about good. When it doesn't do so, it brings about tuma. Okay? Lachain, yesh lilmo, therefore, from that we can learn, shekol mi sheyesh bo eizeh koach miyuchad. Anybody who has, this is a beautiful idea, and he's going to say it individually and collectively. Anybody who has a particular koach, a potential, tzarech lahotzio l'shleimuso kafiyo efshalo, he has to bring it out to its fullest potential per what's possible. V'imlav, and if not, harei lo dai she'enu motzi mimenu to'eles. Not only will he not bring benefit from it, Elahu Poel Bilbul Sadarim Behafsedim Gedalim. It causes corruption, messes up systems, and Briglos Bechol Darke Hanagoso, in all of its, the ways of its conduct. Chalila, you see this with people who have a great potential, and it isn't capitalized on, and therefore they're using it in a bad way. Anybody he means to allude to, say, with Klal Yisrael too, and he's talking about that. Klal Yisrael has strayed so far. There's so many midos and yearnings in the Jewish people, but they're so far from what those yearnings were supposed to be used for that they use it for everything else in the world, for every other ideology and movement. And sometimes you see the Yiddish hearts, but it's being applied in such an off way, and sometimes a destructive way. Aval miyad shu pol hashlimo nimshach hakoach achrei haratzon hativi shel shlemuso. But as soon as you get it back, as soon as you bring it back to where it's supposed to be functioning, then it's silenced from its destruction. That's the good news. It was doing a bad thing, that great potential is being used in a bad way. If you bring it back to where it's supposed to be used, it stops being destructive. It's back on track. Umikoshaken, how much more so shakochos haklolium kulum shenimtsoim ba'adam, that the general overarching potentials and faculties of man, man has to bring them out to their shleimus. But often shekulam yifalu b'shaitim mekom kifikochem ba'atzas haTorah b'avanas haSeichel, that they should all be used in their right time and place according to the eights of the Torah and the way the Seichel that Hashem gives us understands. Lefikach, therefore, chayev ha'adam l'chapes ba'atzma, man has to search in himself, eza kochos miyuchadam mutba'im bo, which unique kochos, which unique faculties and potential does he have? Below Yashlech, top of Pedal, below Yashlech, Achare Gavo, Gavo, Kol Mashi, Yimotze, Benashu, Achanaza. Anything that he finds uniquely suited in his soul, shouldn't throw it behind his back. Don't throw it out. You know what, I could be good at this, but leave it. No, don't throw it away. Eli Ya'ayin, V'yistaka, L'ishtamish, B'mkaroi. He should gaze and study how to use them properly. U'mikol shekem, Shelo Yalim, Ayin, Mikocha, Shekvar, below Iyun, Motze, Yosem, Levatlam Laharsam, and certainly he shouldn't entirely look away from kochos that he has, because without study he's going to nullify them and destroy them. Mibli teslehem mokom va'avoda hagunus, without giving them a place in service where they'd be set up properly. Ki hakochos maaseh Hashem hema, because the faculties that are in man, in particular that mila that you have, that's a creation of Hashem. They are very strong, and you can't trespass on them. It's a very strong thing Hashem created, and it's you can't just say, no, let it go. He put it there for a reason, and that koach means to be utilized. It cannot be ignored. And it will not be good if they try to operate without a leader, like a boat that has no captain. The boat needs a captain. It's a powerful vessel, and it needs to be guided. It gave you a strong machine, a great machine, a unique machine, and it's meant to be used. Hashem wants you to open up the unique manual that came with your model and say, all right, how do we use this thing? How can we really, how can we get the most out of it? V'chein ha'inyan noeg v'shleimus klolus ha'nimtzis l'uma. He was just talking about the individual. He says the same thing applies with the completion of the nation at large. Shekasher ein koach motzeis hotza'osu me'akoach ala po'ol b'ofanim ha'agunim. When a particular faculty, a trait of Knesset Yisrael, doesn't find a way of being brought from potential to reality in a proper way, who poel harisos gedolos, it does big destructions. I'm sure he's commenting on what Yisrael has done. Things that were coming from a good place or a good potential, but didn't go good places. Al kein alein ledas kama mechsholim nemtzoyim lanu zera hakodesh Yisrael mimash einan mishtamshim bekochos hagdolos shenasam lanu Hashem Yisrael shema. Therefore, we have to think about how many stumbling blocks we have, the holy children of Yisrael, from the fact that we're not using our great kochos properly. Hare anu muchanim lachachma gedola. We're prepared. We're set up to have great chachma. Lugvura shel kedusha, for a might of kedusha. Lashiras kodesh, for singing songs of Hashem that are holy. Lidula v'anava romema, for greatness and great humility. Ad romus ma'alasa halyana shal ha'chachma v'anavua v'ruach ha'kodesh, to the levels of chachma, nevua, and ruach ha'kodesh. Yeah, that's why I brought these svas on this. he refers to it this svas on this talks about Simcha's base issue, the mere fact that man was created as a ruach mamal, a spirit that speaks, means that even the ability to speak stem, it's the high, loftiest trait of man, as you know, from many sources. And Simchas Beis HaShoeva, he connects it to speaking, the Koach HaDibur, and the mere fact that a person could say Divrei Torah is a vestige of Ruach HaKodesh. In short, Klal Yisrael really is supposed to have Ruach HaKodesh. We're set up for it. V'im ein anu mishtadlam lehotzi al ha'pol as ha'kochas ha'mefloim v'agdolim ha'ela, and if we don't try to bring out, to bring to fruition these great and incredible faculties, kochas, afal pi shemitzad shor shem ha'kodosh shel'ela ha'kochas ha'misulokam mimenu, even though at a certain level it's justifiable because now they're not functional. They're not ready to operate right now. Right now they're very latent. They're not ready to function. But the truth is we are ready. We have within us the natural tendency toward these high levels. Even our lower level neshama and even our bodies are meant to be holy. And if we don't apply ourselves to guide them properly, they should find their goal, that they're seeking. They do the opposite. It's a lashon haposuk in Yeshaya. As you can see, that instead of it's a way of saying instead of being good, it ends up being bad. It ends up being an impediment. Bavonena, because of our sins. Al kain, therefore, anachnu tzrichim lachgaroz, we have to gird our loins in strength, lafi miyutzich, leinu v'cheilinu, per our very limited, small seichel and power, hakoshel bavonenu, which unfortunately is faltering due to our sins, v'nechlash, and that has become weakened, meirov hatzaros, from all of the tzaros, v'tokev ha'niyus, v'ashtiflus ha'maduma, and because of great poverty and imagined lowliness, Klal Yisrael has been in gullus and weakened so long that in some ways we are weaker. And in some ways, we have low self-esteem. It's like shiftless on the Duma. After a while, it gets to you. But we have to pick ourselves off the mat, he says. And to broaden ourselves in the truth of Torah and bring out ways that are true and great. To tap into, to find all of these great kochos that are in us to serve Hashem. Harotze, the one who wants bechvodenu ubebechirasenu l'tova l'kedusha, who wants our honor, Hashem wants our honor and our chosen, and we should choose good and holiness. V'anu trichim levar hetev es divrei hakochos halalu, and we have to explain well these kochos. What he's saying is the way to raise people up is to realize our great potential. This is what so much of Musar is. All of this labodka Musar is adam biyakar v'lo yavin. Man is great and he doesn't realize it. If we would walk around with an awareness of how great Klal Yisrael really is, so on the one hand, it's upsetting. Look how far we've sunk. On the other hand, but that's where we're headed. That's where we have to climb up to. We have to explain it clearly. Shame be'emes kamusim belev rabim b'nei amenu, which really that feeling is hidden in the heart of many of our people. He means even people don't seem to recognize it. But deep down, they have it. Avol mayim amukim, or he may mean it's hidden in the heart of those who understand it, and the other people don't have access to it. But either way, avol mayim amukim hema, this is a paraphrase of a pasuk in Mishlei. It's deep water. Ula anshe tevunos anatzrichim sheyidluos. And the pasuk in Mishlei says there's deep water in the heart of man, but you can, a person with understanding can draw it out. You can draw out that deep wisdom and bring it out. V'yatzigum lefaneinu v'chol tatzumos v'uzam. And you can bring it out in front of us with all of its might and its greatness. V'oz yis'oru banu b'nei keil chai, then it will be roused within us, the sons of the living God. Ha'kochos levakesh kol ish ma'shenimtza b'kiru me'akochos ha'gedolim. That each person should want to bring out the kochos that are found within him. Ve'ech yifal b'hem b'derach kedusha shal tzala v'shalva hashkei. And he'll bring it out with joy and tranquility. Lo b'derach ofel u'kedoranes shal etzev nivzim od. Not in a state of darkness and sadness. This is a recurring theme in the Sefer. On the one hand, you can get very depressed when you think this way, but if you're really doing it right, you don't get depressed. You become inspired and compelled to do more. Another thing we don't want is simcha of commotion. Like sometimes you celebrate something and it's without seichel. It's just wild. That's not what we want. We want the simcha of knowing exactly where we're headed and how we're going to get there, not just wanton partying. Ach simcha shel hasagas haemes, but the simcha of grasping the truth, v'das hakavod ha'amiti, and knowing the true honor, shukvod elokim, which is the honor of Hashem, shenasan lanas ha'maktona ha'gdola shel atzilus nefashos kedosh, who gave us this great gift of lofty neshamas, lahagid ba'amim alilosa v'ladas Hashem kodesh. We are the chosen nation to show, to tell the world of Hashem's ways and to make His holy name known. And when this light will burst through, rak ma'at, even a little bit, al pnei tevel, on the face of the earth, yinharu rabba me'achenu, many of our brethren will be illuminated, smei tuv Hashem, those who are thirsty for the good of Hashem, el Hashem ve'el tuvo, to Hashem and His goodness, umameilen, automatically, hakochos helyonim, the lofty powers, hametzafim la'es asher na'or esahava, that are looking down, waiting for the time when we will rouse the love. That's an allusion to the phrase in Shir Hashirim that talks about rousing the love from down below, from Klal Yisrael. Yis'oru bohen kedushasim v'tokav uzam v'adarim. They will be roused above their great power. V'nocha aleinu ruach etzu gvura ruach das v'yiras Hashem. And then it'll rest upon us the spirit of wisdom and gvura and das and yiras Hashem. V'kasher yira Hashem Yisbarach. And Hashem Yisbarach will see she'anu mulchanim l'kabel kol atovos agdolos, that we are ready to receive all of these great goodnesses. Shiyod lanu me'oz, that He had prepared for us from way back. B'nishba l'avosein elios l'anu l'avokim, and He swore to our forefathers to be our God. Yoshev es shvuseinu, He will return out those who are lost. V'vienu l'artseinu hakadoshin, bring us back to our land. Shiraki mu'chenes b'skula seha, shakol hachamudos yetzu b'alapol, that only it is the place that is truly capable, that is prepared to bring out all of the treasures, to bring them out from potential to reality. V'yirumim b'chvod karneinu, and our glory will be elevated. V'chol ha'olam kuli yisukun b'malchus shakai, and the whole world thereby will be set up in the kingdom of Hashem. V'harisha tichlam in ha'aretz, evil will dissipate from the land. V'haya Hashem echad v'shemo echad, and Hashem will be one, and His name will be one.
Amen.
Hadron aloch, we should return to these types of teachings. Halavai, that tefillah should be fulfilled. I hope the Sefer gave us a little bit more of an insight into the depth and the beauty of Torah. On the one hand, so deep, on the other hand, so accessible, and something we can do, as he just said. And therefore, halavai.
Halavai.
Okay.